is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on.
Happy birthday, Petula Clark. Still with us at the age of 87 years old. Number one on the charts back in 1965 with Downtown. In fact, the answer to the trivia question, who was the first UK female singer to score a number one single in the US? That was Petula Clark. And Downtown, back in 1965, she turns 87 years old today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, we're joined now on the phones by Fred Gedrich, foreign policy, national security analyst. You've read his stuff, CBS News, Miami Herald, New York Post, Real Clear Politics, and elsewhere. A most recent piece is at thehill.com, scrap House defense authorization provision benefiting Russia. Fred, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Delighted to be with you today.
So, Fred, tell us a bit about the op-ed. Now, I'm sure you imagine, which is one of the reasons you wrote the piece, most people haven't heard about this defense authorization bill or especially this provision. So what is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement in the D.C. area now, and this sort of got buried. But basically, in a nutshell, what it is current U.S. policy and laws enunciated by President Trump and also as passed by the U.S. Congress in previous defense authorizations is to reduce Europe's dependency on Russia natural gas. Instead, what they've done by this provision that I cite in the article in The Hill is perpetuate by repealing current public law. And what really got me is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on passage of that House defense authorization, said, "Democrats always stand for a strong and smart national defense and maintaining a tough stance on Russia. This is anything but, because Russia currently supplies 40% of Europe's natural gas needs and currently generates about $90 billion in annual revenue from it. And having this perpetuated is not good for U.S. national security or Europe national security, because if Russia, Putin, decides to cut off the flow of gas to Europe, we could be in a whole bit of trouble over there."
Yeah, talk about that a bit more. I mean, this is, you know, if you're reliant, if Europe's reliant on Russian gas and Vladimir Putin has that sort of control over the gas lines or even gas or, you know, the oil prices there, it can become a big problem down the road to give him that sort of leverage.
Yes, exactly. And you may have been following it, but basically what it is Europe is depending on increasingly dependent on the Russian natural gas flow. And there's a Nord Stream project, which is actually going to increase that dependency. And it runs from the Russian gas fields up in the northern part of Russia through several Eastern European countries into Germany, where it goes into the Europe's natural gas supply and goes into inevitably into the military installations, both the U.S. and NATO. Now, the U.S. currently has about 60,000 troops in Europe, and particularly in NATO, we have 35,000 troops and 21 military installations. So you can imagine in a crisis, if there's any disruption in the flow of gas, what impact that might have on our operational readiness. And that's a concern. And that's why President Trump, the United States is actually the largest producer of natural gas, and President Trump has been trying to convince our European allies to purchase more, become more reliant on U.S. natural gas, because we're the key ally and benefactor of NATO, instead of more reliant on our adversary in Russia.
Fred Gedrich with us. Is a piece up at thehill.com, scrap House defense authorization provision benefiting Russia. Reading the piece, Fred, it sounds like it's one California congressman was the only sponsor of the amendment, which then made its way through somehow.
Amazingly, what had happened is the way the defense authorization process works, the bill passes in both the House and Senate. And to the Senate's credit, it was a bipartisan bill that passed something on the order of 86-8, the vote. But in the House version, it was strictly a partisan measure. It passed 220-197. Only Democrats voted for the bill. And at the last second, there was a floor amendment process by this California congressman from District 2. His name is Jared Huffman. Mm-hmm. That basically passed by a floor vote. It was combined with other measures. And basically what the House Defense Authorization Bill is a wish list. They were out of power for 8 years, and it contains other contentious House provisions, including preventing defense funding from being used for the border wall and preventing the president from launching war against Iran. I consider that preposterous because President Trump, for any faults he may have, is the most anti-war president we've had in recent history. and to think they would go that far is really defies the imagination.
Fred, we got about 30 seconds or so left. I mean, at this point, what can be done? Where do we turn to strip it if it's going to happen?
Well, what I would encourage your listeners to do is contact the chairs and ranking members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committee. They're currently in conference now, trying to come up with a decent defense authorization. And the defense authorization basically allows for the approval of appropriated funds and policies and programs for the coming year. So if they would contact those members and tell them to scrap this provision, I think they'd be doing a public service, not only for themselves, but for the country.
All right, Fred Gedrich, you can read the piece at thehill.com, Scrap House Defense Authorization Provision Benefiting Russia. Fred, thanks for joining us.
It's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve, here on the Steve Gruber Show.